Hi, neighbors. Welcome to season 3 of The Stoners Next Door with the king and queen of mayhem, Aaron and Maul. Remember to kickstart your weekend here every Friday with a curated critique of some of the craziest posts by your next door neighbors from around the country.
This is Aaron.
And I'm Maul, and here's what's happening in our neighborhoods.
Today, someone put a piece of ham on the windshield of my car and also in my driveway. It happened between 3 and 8 p.m. Just letting everyone know so they can keep an eye out in our neighborhood.
Wait, no cheese?
And someone, of course, references the cheese later.
Okay, but, I was gonna say.
But someone says, someone is porking around.
Oh, good one.
And then someone says, for the record, I prefer non-perishable or less perishable snacks. So if you're local to me, leave chips. Or I'd even accept windshield fries. And Shannon says, call me old-fashioned, but a simple thanks for the ham seems the appropriate response.
Does.
And Cindy says, yeah, ham's pretty delicious. Next time, put out an urgent alert asking for some cheese.
Exactly.
That's exactly what you said. Melanie said, someone should tell her it's the mark of the ham-fisted sex trafficking ring and that she should be on the lookout.
Don't go out of your house alone.
Some excitement.
Wear some garlic.
And Tara says, keep an eye out for the Hamburglar.
Oh, I like that one.
And Brianne says, I love these so much, it makes me want to just put weird things on cars.
You know what? I agree with that person because it's like, I want to, if I didn't know that every one of my neighbors had Ring, I would be doing that all fucking day long. Like I'd take a break from work and
maybe
go put
celery.
Some celery with peanut butter on it, some healthy snacks, some little carrots, and mini corn, that tiny corn that nobody likes. Oh, yeah.
For the next time you get
into a
your
whole
car,
antipasta.
if you're still driving amid the heat wave, just head on out and have a snack.
Here's for you. I care for your health.
Okay.
Oh my God. Maybe a bottle of water next to it.
Okay. Your turn.
You, sir, are a sex god. No, Aaron. Though I know you probably are, but this is not you. I know you are because I've heard so many different women screaming in mind and body shaking orgasms. I've heard up to 3 different women in one night screaming.
Oh my God.
I know, right? I know you are not just watching porn because I look out and I see the different cars in the driveway. This person is really concerned. I also have to commend you on your obvious stamina. True. Oh. Good one. Have you noticed we live in a duplex that our bedrooms are separated by a wall of rather dubious construction? Could I be so brazen as to offer some constructive criticism? First, banging their heads against our poorly constructed wall is not good practice. Although I'm sure you have already fucked their brains out, there should be another ways in there that might be injured. Also, considering how the wall is constructed, I live in fear of waking one night to see their head poking through my wall and staring at me. Please back up a foot or two.
Oh, God.
Second, all that screaming is not only waking me, it's giving me a headache. Could I suggest either pillows or over their faces or panties in their mouth?
Oh, no.
Thank you. P.S. When is it my turn?
Oh, no.
I love that.
Here's one from someone who's complaining about Amazon. He says, don't buy from Amazon.
Oh, okay.
I purchased an item for $185 and it wasn't what I expected when it arrived. I returned it to find out that I only got an Amazon store credit and not a credit on my Amazon charge card. When I called Amazon, they said no credit to your credit card. I don't need anything else from Amazon, but now I am stuck with the store credit. I'm canceling out my Amazon charge card and I will never use Amazon again.
Well, you told them you just don't give them back that $100. You win.
That's what Josh.
You're a winner.
Josh says that'll show them. No way they're going to stay in business.
Nope.
No.
Thank you so much for that warning and your commitment. If you'd have gone through and taken the $100, I'd have thought you were pretty shady. But no, you're sticking to it. I will never shop there again.
Alex says, I'd be pissed off too. Amazon has such limited selection. There's nothing that I could ever want from them.
Just buy your groceries for the love of God. Get dog food or something. I have my dog food delivered.
Laura said, it never occurred to me that someone could exist who doesn't need anything from Amazon. Right. It reminds me of the year my brother said, I got another Chipotle gift card for Christmas, and now I have too many Chipotle gift cards.
Which is absolutely no way possible. Chipotle. Lord. Okay, this is in Southeast Portland. In typical Southeast fashion, my friend Ashley has left her bike at my apartment. Knowing her natural hipster tendencies, nagging will only result in her running off to a coffee or a garage sale instead of making a conscious effort to come by my house to pick up her bike. So I'm going to inform her of this awesome bike for sale. By owning her natural hipster desire to acquire a vintage bicycle at a really cheap price, I will lure her to my apartment. To anyone having greater than 3 tattoos but less than 10 cut off at the knee jeans, unkempt hair longer than 6 inches with one or more dreadlocks, earlobes gauged greater than 14 but less than 6, or a trusted friend or a trust fund in your name, I apologize. You have been duped by my clever advertisement for a vintage bicycle under $75 and will not be able to purchase this bike unless Ashley does not pick it up in 5 days.
Oh my gosh.
This is awesome. However, if she fails to pick it up, I will sell it to you and you can ride it down Hawthorne, up and down Hawthorne with your butt crack hanging out. You will be the envy of all other hipsters. But in the meantime, if you see Ashley at your coffee shop, poetry reading, fellowship meeting, dragon boat practice, or garage sale, please let her know I have her bike.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Oh.
Maybe a little hostile, but at least passive aggressive, we'll call
it.
Wow. Oh, I like it though.
Okay, someone is asking the very important questions, and here was a question on Nextdoor. Did coronavirus kill the buffet?
Oh.
I never got the chance to try the old school buffet,
and now
it's gone.
Oh, great. So now it's going to be, because of corona, they didn't get that marvelous experience.
Yeah, this buffet restaurant has been converted to a smoking lounge. Does anyone know buffets other than Asian buffets, which are lovely but not what I'm looking for, open anywhere in the state?
Maybe Sweet Tomatoes completely went out of business. No, I don't think so.
And someone, Jennifer, says, it wasn't coronavirus, it was the salmonella.
Yeah, so true. Like, remember when the Rajneesh wiped out the town of Antelope?
Yeah.
I wonder how many people will know that reference.
Poor, yeah, there's a lot of.
So, I like this. These are the types of posts I like. I need your eyesore. Please help. I had a nice hedge on my property line, but my neighbor said it was a pretty ratty eyesore and killed it. I would like a bus, a train car, huge piece of rusted heavy equipment. This is not a joke. If you have something huge and ugly that you need to get rid of, perhaps we can help each other out. I would prefer something tall and ominous, but we'll consider any old piece of shit. Wreckage from an airplane would also fit the bill. Also, if part of it squeaks in the wind or is highly reflective in the sun, that would be a plus. Kelso, Washington.
And that person had a hedge that
their neighbor
didn't
killed.
Like?
This is why I love this so much.
A hedge?
It's like he's not calling the police. He's not, you know, taking matters into his own hands. He's retaliating in the most awesome of ways. I like that.
It's very passive aggressive.
You think, but I love it.
Ugliness.
I think I'm liking passive aggressive now.
I'm noticing that. Here's one that says, teens banging on doors.
Ooh.
Tonight, this is in the safety column.
Oh, okay.
At 12:30 a.m. tonight, two teens banged on my door and scared me and my husband. We ran outside to see what direction they ran.
Naturally, that's what you do.
And hopped in our car. Luckily, two police officers were in the neighborhood and caught them. We drove up to the officers to inform them that some teens just banged on my door. I hope they put them in jail for the night. Teach them a lesson.
That'll teach them.
Right?
God.
So someone says, two teens banging is how I was conceived.
That's a good one. That's actually very good.
That was
well,
comeback.
I love that they're so scared that the thing they think of doing is hopping out, chasing them in their night clothes.
Right.
Anyway. Okay, Aaron, this one's for you.
Okay.
Do you need chicken diapers?
a bird story.
It is. Do you have indoor chickens or ducks? I just have to ask, who the hell has indoor chicken or ducks? But that's beside the point. Do you need diapers for your foul, F-O-W-L, just keeping it real, to keep your house clean. We can help. We make custom chicken duck diapers in a variety of fabric, what? Colors, and patterns. For prices range from 9 to 12 inches each, Aaron.
For people that have
confirmed. You're going to put, I just have to, come on. But let's think this through. They have indoor chickens and ducks. That's a problem number one. So I don't think their biggest concern is keeping their house clean.
And they're $12 each for a diaper.
And then you're putting,
do you just wash it?
I don't know. Oh, we'll have to, we might have to write. This should go up on the web because you guys, literally, there is a chicken with a diaper on it. And they had the original post, it has like five different chickens and then a duck, I think. So they're modeling these diapers. I'm like, but where do the eggs come out then? Why the hell do you even have the chickens? Oh, that's cool. It just plops on in there, maybe. It's multi. It's an egger.
Well,
hold on. They can remarket these.
I guess they do. One of the other things you could do if you had chickens and they were hot was you could let them wait around in a kid wading pool. And I just happened to have one in my backyard.
Aaron's volunteering.
That I wasn't using. No. So what I do is I posted it on Nextdoor in reply to the chicken category. Where the chickens were overheated.
Did I say, do you want it?
Yeah. And someone in the neighborhood said, that's so funny that you posted that because I was going to go out and buy one. And I said, well, now you don't have to. Oh, I'm going to leave it on my front lawn. And last weekend, they came and took it away.
That is brilliant. I like that. Yeah. That is good. Okay. I have a feel good post since I've been a little on the passive aggressive side. So this is a thank you to Craigslist. And it says, I know you're a website, so you do not feel as normal humans feel, but you should still be thanked for the magic that you were able to connect between two troubled souls. Not long ago, a random Let's Talk post crossed your pages and garnered a response from another soul in the same situation, just looking for someone to talk to. The two moved from your domain into their own and spoke constantly. They met and had a wonderful time. They felt things neither of them believed they deserved and felt things they'd forgotten over the years. You put them together. See, we've always asked for these types of stories. And all they did was click. And by clicking, they clicked. Good. I like that. I like how he did that. Okay. I just wanted you, Craigslist, to know that last night, the two of them were awaiting their dinner when suddenly he took a knee and said to her, name blurred out, you asked for my heart. You saw into my soul. I have nothing left that I can give you other than my life. Will you marry me? Aww. And she responded, just kiss me already. And then that was a month ago. Wait, a month ago, they were complete strangers. 1 month ago. Wow. 24 hours ago, they agreed to embark on life's greatest journey together. And none of that could have been possible with these two people without your help, Craig. That is a sweet story. And yet, I can't say it, but I'm forecasting.
You're forecasting.
I'm just forecasting.
Something
some cloud, not so cloud, great. Cloud with a chance of thunderstorms.
All right. Well, here's some cold reads for you.
Oh,
my fave. Here's three.
Okay.
So
we've explained these, right? So we haven't been on for a while. So these cold reads are things that Aaron finds, and then he gives them to me. And we actually don't share with each other what we're reading anyway.
No.
But he hands me these and makes me read them.
Okay. Ooh. So there's one and two.
Oh, this doesn't look good at all.
No.
Okay.
It's a picture of a chair.
The most comfortable chair ever, very faded and used, but can be restored. Until then, put a cover on it and take a nap in a $1,500 chair that you got for free. Not a fucking chance. That looks like either a murder or suicide took place. Someone took a bullet to the head. There is no way. Does it come with its own ghost? I'm pretty sure. Oh, you'll love this. Was this... That's great. Was this Abe Lincoln seat at the play? That's perfect. I love people.
It's this lazy boy, but it's got this giant blacked out place where the head was.
It's so bad. It's worse than the movie Coming to America, and Eric LaSalle was the boyfriend, and he had that soul glow all over his head, and it stained the couch. And he leaned back. It's like eight times worse. It really looks like blood. Was it a smoke-free home? That's my deal breaker. That's a good one. Here's another one. Does anyone here watch Frasier? There's an episode where Marty tries to dye his hair and it rubs off onto Niall's chair. That's good. That's so true. That is so funny. Very faded, which I think means the head wound shaped thing is actually the original color. Everything else faded around it. Oh, stop it. I love funny people. Tell me without telling me that somebody died in this chair. Free murder chair. has only been bled on once. You can't even tell it's blood anymore. Another one. It's so easy to restore or cover, but I've decided to give it away to you for free because nothing can cover up the unholy memory of what happened in that chair. Oh my God, I love people so much. All right, do you want me to move on to another one?
Yeah.
Okay, this one is just entitled Rooster. Okay, just wondering if anyone else is upset about the rooster incessantly crowing every morning at 5 a.m. To whoever owns this one and only rooster in a suburb where homes are extremely close together, I'm begging you to make it stop. It is waking my whole family up at dawn every day and really affecting the sleep and moods of multiple people. People, please be respectful of your neighbors. So here are some of the comments. If you put a little Velcro strap around the neck, keeps them from growing.
I think it's beak. I don't think it's neck.
That's true, but it does say neck.
It does?
Yeah, but you're right. It should be beak.
Oh, I thought it said beak.
No. It's neck. And then someone says, oh my, like choke it? No, the collar keeps them from expelling all the air in their air sac. They still crow and eat and drink, but not at the volume they did before. My daughter had chickens and one rooster. I'm like, oh my God, that was cut off. The rest of that comment, I think we can all assume what happened there. Joe. Choking one's chicken should be done in the privacy of your own home and not discussed on Nextdoor. Oh my God, I love this. Is choke my chicken what the kids are calling it now? I think that's nothing new. Yeah. Oh Lord, that's a good one.
Well, all right, that is it for this week's edition. Since we last checked, we've grown from over 500 to more than 600 members on our Nextdoor group.
So cool. Thanks, guys. Spread the word.
That's just a couple months. So yeah. Here's a shout out to more new members of our Nextdoor group, Sarah in Sullivan's Gulch, Sarah in the Wallace Park District, Sarah in Montevilla, Sarah in Roseburg, and Sarah in Centennial Park Lane. Dang, that's a lot of Sarah Stoners.
That is a lot of Sarah Stoners. Man. Okay, we have, come on now. We've got Savannah in Rockwood North, Savannah in Cathedral Park, Savannah in Downtown Cultural District, Scott and in Foster Powell, and Scott in Portsmouth. A lot of similarly named. Let's do a name off, how many names we can get. Well, thanks, guys. This started with a gummy and a dream, and we're having a lot of fun.
Stay tuned, Stoners. We'll be back soon.
And remember, no matter who you are or where you live, always be nice to the stoners next door, because you never know who they are, and you never know what stories they have to tell.
The Stoners Next Door is a production of Aaron Douglas Enterprises, LLC.